This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Some comedy characters come and go, but Effie has been a part of Australia's cultural DNA for decades. From Acropolis Now to sold-out tours, Mary Kustas has created a character who could say the things everyone else was thinking and somehow get away with it. Well, now Mary's had a huge year releasing her book, Mary Pause, launching the telehealth platform Unpause to support women through menopause, and bringing Effie back on stage with a brand new show touring the comedy festivals. And today, hopefully, we're getting both of them. Mary, welcome to Drive.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Well, thank you. Now, before Effie storms into the conversation, because I'm aware that she may at some stage, it's actually been a massive year for you. You've written Mary Pause, launched Unpause, and now you're touring again. What pushed you to start talking openly about menopause?
Well, to my own experience, I had a hideous time that I didn't know what I was feeling. I was there, like a lot of women, accustomed to feeling discomfort. I didn't have the tickle symptoms of hot flushes to sort of, you know, signal that it menopause. And, you know, like I stare in menopause because I was trying to have a child for that decade. So I was doing my 23 IVFs. I did a thesis in IVF. So I missed the trailer, bloody trailer. So then it hit me just after I became mum. And then, you know, the pandemic happened and it felt like the world was going through menopause. I did come to the conclusion myself that all these things that I was feeling, which was not at all natural to me, like being overwhelmed and anxiety and mood swings and, you know, heavy-headedness, was due to menopause. And that was confirmed by some blood tests that basically said that I was fully into menopause.
One thing people love about your work is that, you know, you can tackle uncomfortable topics with humour and authenticity and very open about it. What was it like writing Mary Pause and sharing such a personal story of life so openly?
Well, I'm really good at writing about things I've experienced. So, you know, whether it was racism at the beginning of my career or sexism or classism, all the feelings, really. And in my infertility journey, I wrote about and the loss of my daughter. And when I went through menopause, I just thought, I've got to write myself out of this corner. And so I wrote Mary Pause as a lighthearted way to look at something pretty heavy. That's what it was for me. So, you know, there's lots of language in it to help people get their head around what menopause is. You know, essentially I say that hormones are king and Elvis is doing. You know, that helps people understand how important they are and how footed you are when you have no hormones. But they're doing what they do, and they do plenty, and we don't even know anything about it. So, I write things in the book like, I like my wine dry on my vagina. Things like that. So I sort of really capture what the essence is. So, with comedy, and I think that's the best way you can use comedy.
Now, let's talk about the other half of this interview, because Effie is back on stage. When you first created her, did you ever imagine she'd still be making people laugh decades later?
I don't know why I thought that far ahead, and I don't know when, you know, I think I was in my mid-20s when Effie hit. But I do know this. I know when I first set foot on the set, because in a sitcom you have a live audience as well. I do remember when I, launched into some Effie dialogue, when the audience first saw me with the hair and the tight dress, when they heard the accent, I felt there was a seismic shift in my fate from that moment on. I just thought, something big just happened, and that big thing is still happening almost 4 days later. So, a lot of people that come see my live shows have seen all of my live shows. They can be something like that. Effie's great to be live because there's so much interaction with the audience, and I can say whatever I want through that character, and people find it super liberating, and she so represents underdog, and there's plenty of those out there.
Now, is Effie there by any chance? Is she hanging around?
She is here.
Can you put her on?
She's trying to get bit. I'll just get her. Hi, Warren. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. You go through all that serious stuff. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Effie, I need your help with something. Can I ask you a question?
Anything.
Okay. My producer, Con, is Greek, and he keeps telling me he makes an incredible a spanakopita, right? I've known him for years. He's never once bought one in. What should I do about it?
Oh, that's a lot of talk, no action. I mean, if anyone could say anything about anything, if that was the case, if it's just talk. I mean, why are you the judge whether it's best spanakopita? I'm sure you've eaten a few in your life. You will have.
Yeah, I have.
I need to be, you know, zip it up and serve it. That's what I'm saying. And let you be the judge, Warren. You know, it seems like he's talking up a big game. I'm sure it's his mother's. It's probably his mother's.
Now, let's talk about your audiences. I mean, they include people who you've grown up with for decades and now younger fans as well discovering you for the first time. What is it that you love, Effie, about getting on stage?
People like think that I'm speaking on behalf of them. And when I say them, and I know them is a very, you know, now word, but I like to use the word use. That's the pronoun I like to use because I think it's really inclusive. It's even inclusive of sheep as well. Well, I think what the story is, people know or fight the fight. And if anyone's been picked on or ignored or misunderstood, they're not your person. And, you know, I love people that dare be who they are. I mean, if you don't have the privilege of being who you are in this time in history, in this place in history, like in a lucky country like ours, which is democratic and open-minded most of the time, apart from casual, then what chance have you got? And I like to bring open the cultural closet. And all sorts of people come out of that's it, once I know, myself included. And anyone with any feelings of being misunderstood, underrepresented, and all of that.
Effie, when people walk out, when people go to see you walk out on stage for Frigid and Feral, what do you hope they're feeling?
Yeah. Well, I think that, oh, thank God, he's a refreshing, you know, refreshing take on the world. I think that I'm going to spill my guts unapologetically. Then I throw myself under the bus because if you're secure who you are, you can do that. Because, you know, the way I like to see this, you know, you've got to have so much self-love that you're prepared to show the imperfections. I don't have any, hardly at all, but the ones I do have, I show. I talk about all the stuff that's uncomfortable. Currently, the fact that I've got dendriff in my undies. I'm dry as a piece of toast down there. And things are changing in myself and in my psychology. I'm up and down like the stock exchange. You know what I'm saying? And this chicken has run out of eggs, is what I'm saying. And that has thrust me into a psychological conundrum. My husband, who, you know, I off pure right after my wedding night, was getting benefits of my moisture and of my in the horizontal department. Now he's been on a diet to put, and he doesn't know who or what to blame, neither do I. I know things have got to change because things have changed with me.
Effie, the line's cutting out a little bit now, so I've got another question for you. This is from someone who's listening who says, this is from Jason in Brunswick. My partner says we've got too much cheese in the fridge, but every Greek house I've ever visited has about six types of cheese in the fridge. And I've got to admit, I went to a high school where it was a huge Greek population. All of them had 10 blocks of cheese in the fridge. How much cheese is the correct amount?
Oh, my God. That's just saying how much love can one person have. This is quoted from a family member of mine in the old generation. And you feel free to use this quote.
Okay.
You can't have a party without cheese. Now, that's a fact in Greek culture and respect also in the French. And possibly the Italian with their parmesans and things like that. Cheese is everything. I feel bad for the lactose intolerant. You know, I want to be inclusive. There's a lot of vegan cheeses. God knows what's in them. Probably cashews. But you cannot have a party with a cheese. So it's party town. If you're Greek, you're going to have infinite blocks of hanging there. Probably a bit of goat cheese as well.
Fantastic. I love it. Effie, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for chatting with us. It's great to chat with you.
My absolute pleasure. Come and see Frida Fell. It's part of the National Melbourne Comedy Festival. It's on a sit back here. It's going to be so posh. April 14th to 19th. Come there and you'll cap your pants and get an ad workout at the same time. Away 10 times.
Effie, thank you so much. So the new show, Frigid to Feral, it's touring the comedy festival, as Effie said, around Australia, including dates here in Melbourne. If you want to learn more about Mary's work supporting women through menopause, you can also check out Mary Pause and the telehealth platform Unpause online.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.